my name is Esther Detweiler. This is my husband.
As a little girl, I have memories of living on a dairy farm,
which we didn't keep for long. When I grew older, I remember feeling alone with siblings older than me,
grouping together and not
feeling welcome with doing things. With them doing things and yet not having an interest in my younger siblings'
play. I remember believing God might have a purpose for me being so alone, that it might draw me closer to Him. By God's grace, He kept drawing me ever closer to Him. As I was 12 years of age, we moved to another church district, which I was excited, as it was something new. Also before that, as a very young girl, I played well into puppy love. I had an empty void of true love and acceptance in me. I was a very sensitive girl and very much of a people pleaser, craving acceptance and wanting people to like me. And with my personality, I could do it pretty well on the outside, yet often not feeling truly accepted on the inside. I was very self-focused and insecure. As a young girl, I was also very conscientious, hardly daring to make any statement without saying, "I believe," for fear of saying a lie. Then one time my brother Chris told me every unnecessary word is sin. I believe he also explained that I am not lying if I intend to speak truth. Knowing that gave me a measure of freedom. It was probably when I was around 12 years of age that I remember of a time I prayed to Satan. I had been so conscientious, down to the little details of insane measure, it seemed kind of real. If I would be his friend, he would let me go, and I remember feeling let down and angry that he didn't. I must have been knowing then that my extreme conscientiousness had something to do with him. I can't remember when I found more freedom, but I know it was God's work in my life. So all through my teens, I had this certain craving for acceptance, attention from men and boys due to my empty void that was God's place to fill, and I now see it as a deep longing to feel secure and belong somewhere, to be accepted. In the spring of 2018, I joined instruction classes and was baptized that summer. I knew I was making an outward commitment from my commitment to follow Christ. I didn't then understand freedom from sin totally. When I was 17 years, I started to have counseling over the phone with Tim Yoder, which helped tremendously with my security. But it was still focused too much on man rather than God. I like to think of him as my daddy. Then there came a time, I see it as God's timing, but through the evilness of heart, that I was forced by the church leaders to stop talking with him. I remember crying out to God, out so desperately to God that I can't see my way through. My main security in life was being gone. I at last found a surrendered peace and assurance that God must have a purpose in this and that he will help me through. There were some very dark times after that. Then this single girl came in my life and life seemed a little bit more hopeful. I felt some understanding again. Soon after that, I went to live with her brother and his family. They were a young family next door to her. Those 2+ years I lived there were a tremendous blessing in my life. It was very hard on my parents, and my heart goes out to them. There were many, many difficult times to go through. But what stands out to me is how God always intervened and brought things to perfect timing. It strengthens my faith now to see his ever faithfulness and love watching over me. Experiencing courtship gave me a new sense of security and belonging, which I love, yet I now still see my void with Christ was still not totally fulfilled. Stepping into marriage was a wonderful experience. We have a beautiful first year of marriage, but as I look back, I see if our love would have been totally grounded in Christ, it would have grown ever warmer rather than slowly getting more cold. There's been many a times we both wish we could have deeper love for each other. Life was burdened a lot with me struggling so hard to be okay with living in Park County, feeling very unfulfilled and seeking to know Christ. and Paul just not seeing his way through and performing in another church. But God was faithful and drew Paul out to start getting together with brothers, which gave me a new hope and security. There's many details involved, but through sincere searching and wanting Christ's will for our life, desiring not to be deceived, he brought us out of the miry clay. Viewing his holiness. When we started going to Shelbyville, I experienced a deep longing to actually feel holy. I came to see the need of true surrender in Christ and power in my life to overcome the sin of selfishness in a marriage and the feelings of anger and pride needed dealt with too. And finally, I came to realize I was still living in unbelief, not receiving totally God's power in my life. I had a big sin of unbelief. As I came to God again and again, I found more and more freedom and victory. Today I testify that God's love is real in my heart, and I believe I am his child, and I know nothing can change that unless I feel to abide in him. He has given me victory over sin when I'm tempted with thoughts of anger and pride and unbelief and take them. When I'm tempted with thoughts of anger and pride and unbelief and take them captive to the obedience of Christ, he is faithful to give me victory. I praise the Lord. His mercies are new every morning. His protection is real. I thank God and the church at home in Shelbyville for your love and prayers. May the Lord keep fighting our battles as we abide in him. And may we all be open with each other if we see gray areas in each other and take it to the Lord. I welcome that for myself. May God our Father be glorified. As it says in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you, everybody. So I'd like to share what God has done for me and how he brought me to light and out of the darkness. And growing up, it used to be life was kind of gray and not really knowing what the truth is. And I guess I didn't really care that much either. Yeah, God was just not really real in my life, and I always knew there was a God. I'm guessing where my first memory came was from Mom reading us Bible stories. So we were older, my parents didn't really gave us teaching on how to be a Christian or godly, to live a godly life. My view of God was just pretty gray, and Mom got us to memorize a prayer when I was maybe around six. At the time, I didn't know what it means till later in my teens. But then it didn't really mean much to me, and after that, I decided I could pray our Father's prayer. I was maybe somewhere around 16. At some point after that, I also just started to pray from my heart, and I always okay, 16, I there was a time I was I had like pocket radio and listened to music, and at that time I was living in sin, and but it didn't really bother me much because I didn't have I knew, you know, if you're innocent, you could be saved, but I wasn't clear on where I was then. I didn't really care, I guess. So, growing up, I noticed life wasn't as, I noticed for my siblings, life seemed more complicated, but for me, it was just kind of, I went through life, I seemed pretty good, but, also, from my younger years, I struggled with, you know, talking and having conversations with people, and like to be open, and because there was times that people, family, you know, kind of wondering why I don't talk much, and kind of caught me in a shell, and very self-centered thinking what other people think, and so that was a big struggle for me. And also, I found a lot of empty fulfillment in working at home and something I enjoyed, but I realized now that was something that really kept me going. That's what, I mean, that was a very important thing in my life, I guess. A couple of months ago, I realized, or started to question, if that was a distraction, you know, to have my things done at home, all the work and everything, and try to keep things up, but realized that always afterwards I'd have a still empty spot in my heart, and God showed me where I was on that, and that my focus was not on Him. So in my younger years, you know, teenage years, I was involved in various of ways of impurities. That was before we were married. Always thinking I can. I can do better, but I just pray that God have patience with me and hopefully I could get on top somehow, sometime. We start. Yeah, we started our courtship. I think it was 2019. That was my first time to be open with somebody to share my life, and because I never shared anything to anybody else, you know, about myself, and that was a blessing. Just to share my life and to start to be more open. So we for about 3 months, and we quit after 3 months. That was pretty hard for me, but I realized that that's when I start to have, or my feelings start to become real. I wasn't really sensitive to feelings, and so after that, I didn't have anybody to share with, really. I didn't trust anybody, and I talked some to my brother, but he wasn't living at home at the time, or he was married, so yeah. So I shared a lot with my brother, or my sister. So yeah, she meant a lot to me, to have somebody to share with. So I just went on through life, and it was still pretty dark and very depressing times. So there was 1 year, 3 months after that, we started courtship again. That was in April we started, and in December we married. That was in the year of 21. First year of marriage was very good, and after that we had more struggles. I'd say I was pretty lukewarm, not having enough devotion to God, and just not having enough of my focus on God. So after we were married, we realized we needed a desire for a more scripture church, and not sure where to find that. Or we had in mind Michigan Circle. It was hard to set over that. Be a culture change for me. And, yeah, that was one struggle in our marriage. That was the biggest struggle at the time. We just have a better church, more scriptural and better teaching. I was, about to be at that point, to just be okay to move up there to Michigan or, you know, something like that. And after a while, or not long after that, we, you know, have been going to the meeting, you know, with the brothers, a little bit. And, but then I had quit for a while, so I don't know what. I'd have to start again this year, maybe. I'm not sure, was it February? Yeah, I always desired for a brotherhood. I knew that was the desire I had, but it's hard to be open and to share, and for that, it, yeah, it's, yeah, I couldn't see my way through on that. Yeah, we got together for Bible study and prayer, and yeah, I'm very thankful for the brothers, and so my, just to my understanding of the new birth, used to be like, you know, surrender to God, give up the worldly things, and pray that He can give us power to overcome sin. But I did not realize that our power is not, you know, we have to separate our own strength from His power. And it's only through faith that, to trust God that He can give us victory in abiding in Him. So I didn't realize that till actually a couple of weeks before this, this last week, before this, a couple of weeks before this last week. And before that, I was up and down quite a bit. Thing I was born again, and becoming discouraged again, I saw that surrounded everything, and not having victory over anger, and always thinking I had to start over, which that was pretty depressing. It seems like something was missing. So then, yeah, me and my wife were talking, you know, wife Esther, said to her, I thought I had surrendered everything. She asked me, do you believe God can change your heart? Well, I believe that God can, has power to change people, but for me, I can't really see that. So then I see that I realized I was not having faith, and without faith is sin. So I prayed to God that I was not having faith in Him. Prayed that He would change my heart to His desire. That I would see His desire for me. Make my life as His, to glorify His kingdom. Since then, I experienced a new light and not victory or anger. God has also helped me see selfishness I had, and not giving me peace until I had discussed it at brothers' meeting, and also repenting of it. And, thankful for that to, yeah, God didn't give up on me, and so I can have a clear and sensitive conscience. See, I was been very blessed with the brothers, and coming together for prayer and there was some scripture that really stood out to me, the transformation of the new birth, Romans 8, 9 and 10. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. So be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit of life, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. See, I'm just have to thank God that God brought me out of this to light, out of the darkness, and the Shelbyville Church has been a very blessing to us, and my desire is to be commit myself to the local body of believers, the Church of God, to be baptized today, and Lord bless you all.